I would ask that you turn to page 27 in your commission book, the El Contingency Licenses. This is another item that we would ask for some action from you as a body. This is the time of year we bring forward information in relation to conditions in the Black Hills, in particular revolving around elk, and is there the need for issuing elk contingency licenses? And very quickly, knowing we're short on time, but for Commissioner Locken's sake, when we put together the elk management plan, one of the primary issues that were brought up and discussed with the department from some of our elk stakeholder members were in particular from those permittees and part of grazing associations in the Black Hills. And one of the primary questions they always brought forward to us is in years when conditions are very poor, whether it's due to drought or some extreme fire or some type of condition out there that would merit some action to begin to lower elk numbers based on those conditions, that we as a department had a means to take more immediate action versus our regular season setting process, which is typically a year later before a response could be put in place. And what came out of those discussions were elk contingency licenses, where the commission adopted rules where if it was merit to issue some additional licenses, that the commission could do that via resolution, and we put together a table and criteria of looking at that. So what we have done, like the last couple of years, we got together with U.S. Forest Service staff and USDA Natural Resource Conservation Service to look at forage in particular in the Black Hills. And honestly, this will be a very brief discussion because fortunately we've had probably unprecedented rainfall and precipitation in the Black Hills, and for all of us, things looked really great in really good conditions. If you look at the front page there, the map, this is not typical, but the whole map is green, indicating that forage production is normal, and in most cases, it's above normal right now. And that you can see in those mean values there in that table beside the map, indicating, again, forage looks really good in the hills. On the back side of that page is the license decision support table where we talk about what the objective is of in those individual units for elk population numbers and how that correlates to the forage production and what percent allocation of contingency licenses that we would recommend moving forward. So as we met with NRCS and U.S. Forest Service and talking about all the data, and that bottom table basically illustrates that because of forage production, there is no need for elk contingency licenses this year. I would also share with you that we had an unsolicited email from Aaron Thompson, who is the president of the Spearfish Grazing Association, who was a member of the stakeholder group, and sent a short note to us saying, hey, things look good out here, and you know, this is a year where no elk contingency licenses are necessary. So, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, the action sheet in front of you, administrative action, is our recommendation based on all the information and discussions. Zero elk contingency licenses for this year. As always, we'll continue to monitor how conditions change, whether that's for the good or the bad, and take that into consideration as we move into the next season setting schedule. If you agree with our recommendation, we would just ask for your action in approving this administrative action stating no elk contingency licenses for 2018.
Yeah, this
Mr. Chairman.
Thing. Is there a motion?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion would say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It is approved. Thank you.
Yes. So, Mr. Chairman, based on time and where you're at right now, looking at your agenda, we have three information